giraffes on your shirt?
Okay, committee.
We're ready.
I need to go find it.
We're gonna reconvene from our recess, and we now have our committee subs stamped in, so thank you to the clerks. And I will entertain a motion to adopt Bill Number ONCA 23-83, Committee Substitute. That was dated September 20th at 11:36 a.m.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Okay, so back to the discussion. We do not have an IDC agreement. And so again, we have, it looks as though 20 or 33 programs under our IDC pool. And I need you guys to please just be patient with me a second. I'm looking at something. Yeah, I'm looking at the non-tribal bill. That would be a fact. Thank you. I was thinking the same. I was like, wait a minute. This is the non-tribal. I'm not crazy, folks. I'm just tired. Okay. We have some of the directors on, and I do appreciate that, on the non-tribal. I don't think that we have taken any action besides we did insert some of the budgets. Child care, I believe, was one of them. And the reason we did the insert was they were submitted a little bit later than the August 15th deadline. Again, Ms. Bledsoe, do you or Jen want to speak to this? These non-tribal dollars and your child care. I have both the child care, you know, the regular child care and the quality. Did you want to speak to it or? If not, that's fine too. We can move on. I just wanted to give the opportunity if you did. And the National Park Service, we also inserted, and so that'll be found in this committee sub. That's on page 24, and it is for some federal dollars in the amount of $105,941, and this will be mostly professional fees. And is there anyone on the call that would like to speak to the National Park Services, or if not, that's fine too. Okay, we also have a Stephanie Tubbs Title 4B that we've inserted. That is on page 32, and this is federal dollars in the amount of $101,480. They would be asking, of course, for a tribal appropriation, and that amount has been reflected in the request. Thank you, Jordan. So that is all that I have on this non-tribal bill committee. And I apologize for calling it the IDC.
Jared, who did you say was managing the National Park Service?
I honestly do not know. I'm going to assume it's Jan. Jan, are you on the call?
Yes, I am on the call.
Are you the one managing that National Park Service?
No, I am not.
Oh, that's interesting. Madam, Jordan?
I know that it was labeled that it goes with historic preservation.
Oh, okay. Well, that would make sense, too. Okay. Is Dr. Hunter on the call? If not, I'm okay. committee or Congresswoman Stabler, would you prefer to speak to Mr. Hunter, Dr. Hunter? And I think they have submitted their annual plan as well, but I'm open to whatever you want to do, ma'am.
Well, I'll go back to look at that and then give her a call, I guess.
Okay. Thank you. All right, committee, any action on this committee sub or any other questions? And remember, I'm looking at, okay, let me check something real quick, you guys, and I'll tell you why. Okay, I have moved, it's 2383, so I apologize, I kind of bypassed 2384, just so that the committee's aware. Okay, committee, any action?
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Motion to report ONCA 2383 committee substitute to Congress with the due pass recommendation.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Okay, thank you. I'm sorry, clerk, so that is ONCA 23-83. Thank you, second speaker. Do pass. Okay, let's jump back up to 2384. Thank you for your patience. I will entertain a motion to adopt ONCA 23-84 committee substitute dated September 20 at 11:36 a.m.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Speaker. So again, I will not restate my comments about the IDC. I will say that the IDC that you'll see before you includes our accounting department, our IDC admin, archives, communication, emergency management, the executive, human resources, IT, and IT's equipment, which I'd like to speak to, Office of Grants, Office of Strategic Planning, operations, procurement, treasury, and tribal works. Jordan, real quickly, which insert did we use for the secretary salaries? That's the operations, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. So on page 11, if you look at the IDC for the information technology equipment, again, it looks like this is a huge operational expense of 1.4. They have professional fees and then a little bit of equipment acquisition, and then they also have a IT information technology section that totals 1.5. So I was just wondering why, I think Mr. Fenton is actually out of state, but it looks as though the secretary's on the call, Mr. Wygant. James, can you hear me?
I can. I'm sorry, I was on another task and I was not understanding what's going on. Sorry.
Well, now I'm gonna have to start this whole meeting over. No, I'm just kidding, James. I'm just talking about on the ONCA 23-84, we adopted a committee sub and we're talking about the IDC information technology equipment section, and the IDC amount on this is 2.27678. And my question was, you know, it's always been titled the IT equipment, but I'm only seeing equipment at 335,000, and the rest of it is in operations at 1.4. So I was just curious why they have two different budgets and not just one.
I do know we went through, Tyler was working to better classify a lot of those expenditures. We had some expenditures that were equipment that really would be more like program supplies or things like that. And there was a lot of, it took us hours to go through and reclassify where these should be based off of the changes that Tyler was implementing. So I understand that's why that big change happened.
Okay. And then, James, since you're a secretary, I just wanted you to know that we have moved your all the secretaries, and I think Jan's on the call, just so you guys know that we have included your secretary salaries in the IDC in this bill under the IDC operations. I didn't want you guys to be concerned if you don't see your section in the tribal bill.
Just thank you.
Out of respect. Okay. I don't have any other questions. Committee, do you have any questions about the IDC? I will say that, James, you may be able to speak to this too. We have not received any of the IDC financials with regards to the ARPA. And we will be wanting to discuss that with the executive branch. As you're aware, there are certain of those ARPA budgets that we can charge IDC to, and we haven't been able to speak to that for a while. So that'll be forthcoming. Okay, committee, any action with 2384? Second speaker.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Motion to report ONCA 2384 committee substitute to Congress with a due pass recommendation.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Okay. Any opposed say no. Okay, thank you, committee. We have the tribal budget, which is ONCA 23-85. And I would like to entertain a motion to adopt ONCA 23-85 committee substitute, which is dated September 20 at 11:36 a.m.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Thank you. The committee sub has been adopted. Okay, so this is the biggest, our tribal bill. Jordan, do you have in front of you what the amount was in the original bill that was reflected in the title? This is at 58,77,313.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Jordan.
So just looking at the unrestricted portion, the bill before the committee substitute was $65,080,180. And then the committee substitute would appropriate $57,030,843 in unrestricted revenue.
Okay. Thank you, Jordan. I just want to thank all the committees of jurisdiction and appropriations for working to get us where we are right now. In summary, last year, the executive branch, the tribal budgets totaled $59,646,342. They are now at $58,77,313, which is down like 2.63% from last year, but in the discussions that we're having about the minimum wage and the COLA, And I think that it's going to come out closer to where we were last year. And so, again, out of respect for the treasurer, you know, there's other discussions that we mentioned in a committee the other day that we're not able to have with the treasurer at this time. I want to recap what we've done as a committee for those listening. Again, we did remove the requests for the tribal secretaries' positions. We've removed those. They will now be coming out of the IDC bill. We've also reduced the fringe expense from 30% to 25%. We also removed the IDC cost on the tribal budgets with regards to the professional fees. We also amended some of the DNR budgets because they had unspent ARPA dollars that we could use towards that program. And I believe, is that it, Jordan? Am I missing something?
A roads special project budget was inserted, and Congresswoman Redcorn had requested changes to the WELA budgets, some small changes. Burial assistance was reduced by $500,000. And I don't recall if you already noted the education, the career tech change.
Oh, that's right. I did not. We also reduced the amount for the BoTech from the $2.3 million ask to $1 million. And not that we don't support it. I haven't heard anyone that doesn't support this initiative. We just kind of want to see how many folks will apply and what this looks like moving forward. So typically, we work really close with the executive branch when with regards to cuts. That's the way I like to work. And that wasn't provided to us this year under the condition. So there's anything that we've presented or not is something that can be discussed in the future. The executive branch did submit a capital asset budget to the tune of $8.4 million. We just received that last week. We did not consider that request because it was so far past the deadline of August 15th. So, committee, if I don't know how you want to proceed with these tribal, what we've amended thus far, we were able to, if you remember, out of FY23, fund our ambulance, the CASA, the Maria Tall Chief event. And out of the FY24, with this committee sub, then we'll be able to address the restricted property bill that I sponsored, our funeral home, the OMPD Explorer program. We could also fund the Minerals Council Oil and Gas. We haven't discussed that yet. The COLA and minimum wage we're going to look at later. And we need to discuss the health benefit increase and scholarship increase. So that's kind of where we are. I don't know what you guys want to do with this bill, but I'm ready to move if the committee is. Committee, you guys have any questions with this tribal bill? Okay. Any action?
Chair.
Congressman Hamilton.
Motion to report out ONCA 2385 committee substitute to Congress with a due pass recommendation.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Okay, thank you. ONCA 23-85 will be sent to Congress with a due pass. The next item on our agenda is adjournment.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. We are adjourned. Thank you, committee. And we are also going to meet Friday. Remember to talk about the other. So I think we're moving. I guess we